Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio on issues, people, and events. I'm Tyler Smith. 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually victimized by their 18th birthday. The Wellspring Counseling and Family Development Center says volunteering and lending a helping hand can help ease the pain of these victims. Yolanda Bias with the Wellspring joins me in studio for more. Yolanda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you. So, talking about sexual assault, there are plenty of opportunities, volunteer opportunities rather, to help these victims.
Yes, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for advocates that have a heart to help individuals, to help those victims. And what they'll do is they'll assist them while they're at the emergency room for that forensic exam. It's a tough thing to deal with, and it's even tougher when you're alone dealing with it. We find that a lot of victims are afraid, don't know what to expect. And even though it states that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually victimized, that's from what has been reported, because there's so much that goes unreported with sexual assault.
Sure. And you made a great point just about how tough it is dealing with it from the victim standpoint. From a volunteer standpoint, I mean, that can be tough if you don't know how to comfort these people, but you guys offer training as well.
Exactly. We'll offer the training for the volunteers, and it'll be 40 hours of training. And then we won't just send them out there. We'll do a buddy. They'll go out with the buddy for the first few calls so that they can get the experience and they can be there to see an actual advocate deal with that victim or interact with that victim.
Mm-hmm. So there'll be certainly hands-on training. Kind of talk to me specifically about what the training will consist of. I mean, they'll go along with a buddy, but what will that consist of?
Well, the training will actually consist of, first, them actually being in a, not classroom setting, but being trained in a group setting about sexual assault. The proper language to use, how to deal with the victims, or how to interact with the victims, support them. And then there are online trainings that they will do. That will also be a part of the 40. They'll do online trainings, and then they'll do face-to-face trainings.
Mm-hmm. And just talking more from the victim's standpoint, how important is it for them to have these comforters, to have these people there next to them when they're dealing with this, and to have that person next to them, giving them options, giving them comfort?
Well, I believe that it's extremely important to have someone there during that time. We've had past advocates to say that individuals were extremely, not excited, but they were calmer. They felt a whole lot better having someone there. The forensic nurse is there to do her job, to collect the evidence. The officer is there to take the statements, but that advocate is there for that victim to let them know that it's not their fault, to let them know that there is counseling available. Mm-hmm. There are options, you know, what things are out there afterwards. So it's kind of like you just hold that hope for them at the moment. Whether it's holding their hand, whether it's getting them a drink of water, you know, whether it's making sure that the covers is on them, whatever it is that they need, we support them during that time.
And I guess the next question would be, you know, for somebody listening now saying, you know, who is interested, how can they get in contact with the Counseling and Family Development Center?
Well, if they're interested in being a sexual assault volunteer advocate, they can contact me, Yolanda Bias, at the Wellspring. And that number is 318-323-1505. We also have an information meeting that will be coming up. And that will be on September the 8th, 2016, at the Family Justice Center, which is located at 620 Riverside Drive in Monroe. But if you need any information or you have any questions, you can definitely reach me at the office.
Okay, yeah. And Yolanda, one thing that I'm interested in knowing is, you know, with school getting ready to start back up, do we see, I mean, more cases of sexual assault victims when school starts? And I mean, how common is that during the school year, I guess I should say?
Well, And we're not really sure whether it picks up during the school year or during the summer times. But usually throughout the year in Ouachita Parish, it's been reported that it's about 80 to 90 calls that our advocates receive from the ER, because that is when we make contact with that survivor, is when they have went to the ER to say that they've been abused. And, you know, just to think, how many times does that victim tell their story? When they go into the ER, they have to tell that person that's going to do their admitting. And then when they go for their vitals, they have to tell that person what has happened. Then there's the nurse, and there's the police officer. Like, there's so many people that they're telling this story to. They're reliving it over and over again. And to have someone there just to hold their hand, you know, just to say, this was not your fault, I'm so sorry this happened to you, makes a huge difference. A huge difference.
Absolutely. And you say 80 to 90 calls. I mean, that's why you guys are pushing so hard, I guess, for more volunteers. I mean, that's, yes, a lot of calls. And if you don't have enough people, you know, dealing with these victims can make that a lot more stressful for the advocate as well.
It can. And it's something that you definitely have to have a heart for. It's not just something that, it's not made for everybody. But if you have a heart, and your heart is to help victims and survivors of sexual assault, we would love to have you. We would love to have you.
Right. Yolanda Bias joining me in studio about the Wellspring Counseling and Family Development Center, about volunteer opportunities for victims of sexual assault. Yolanda, you said you guys have an information meeting coming up. When is that?
That will be on September the 8th, and it will be at our Family Justice Center, which is located at 620 Riverside Drive in Monroe.
All right, and real quick, what number can they call you guys at?
It's 318-323-1505.
Yolanda Bias joining me in studio. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Find this and other Land Yaps on our website at kedm.org.